Seemed like I had Brother Greg on my mind this morning.
I'm glad you're here, brother.
Love you, Brother Greg. I love the Little Jewel Church. And I'm glad to be here this morning.
I'm glad you're here, Brother.
I feel like the least among my brethren. I really do. I desire to know nothing among you this morning. That's what Brother Terry was talking about. Save Jesus. Him crucified. Died. Resurrected on the third and appointed morning.
That's the resurrection. The big thing.
I desire your prayers this morning. I don't know how to be with me. Your brothers have a song ready. But
take your time.
Now that I'm up here, I desire that the Lord would use me.
Bless him, God, I pray.
I don't want to be a stumbling block to any man or any woman. I really don't, Brother Jr. But I would pray that God would use me just for a few moments of time. Four or five words in the Spirit that would be a help to someone. It's a multitude of words that really doesn't have God in it. Wouldn't do anything. I know what Brother Terry was talking about this morning when he didn't mean to point out anybody, but we love our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones. And we want to see them escape that fiery pit. There's a worse place than hell. The Bible says that death, hell, and the grave will give up the dead that's in them and be cast into a lake of fire.
Lord, help and God, we pray.
My brother, he'll sit on the back seat of the church and he'll cry. And I sit there and I wonder and I wonder, when will he take that step? But it's not between. I can't do anything to help him. I just tell him I love him and point him to one that can. I'm glad it's that way, Brother Terry. I'm glad Dave Nichols doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm glad it's God's way, and he set up a way a long time ago, Brother Junior. And it's a good way. And I'm glad that those angels, when they appeared unto the shepherds there in the field, that they said, "Behold, we bring you glad tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Mm-hmm. And I'm glad he was born there. Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head.
Lord, help him, God.
Oh, listen. The best thing that I ever done is when God come into my life and I took my light and put it upon the candlestick. What am I talking about? I went home and told what great things that God had done for me. Who'd you tell? I told anybody that would listen. Listen, folks. I had something to shout about. I had something I needed to tell somebody. What do you mean? I was about as low as a little boy could get. And God reached out. Brother Junior, I believe with all my heart that right hand, it picked me up out of the mire and the clay and set my feet on a solid foundation. Which is Christ Jesus the Lord. I love him this morning. I love him better than anything I can think of. What do you mean? You love him more than you love your own children. I wouldn't have them if it wasn't for him. He gave them to me. Yeah, boy. Listen, I love him more than I love my little wife. And I love her. Yeah, boy. I'm talking about a different kind of love. When God born you again, he born you with a new heart, Brother Junior. Listen, we all have been there. We had that old stony heart. Yeah, boy. But I'm glad that I fell on him and broke up that old stony heart, because Brother Terry, one of these days, if you wait too late, he he's gonna listen, fall on you, and listen, he'll ground you. The Bible says to powder, listen, folks, if you don't know God in a free and listen, a pardon and remission of sin, I pray that today might be the day. Yeah, boy, as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Yeah, you gotta make up your mind. You gotta have a desire to do what God, Brother Terry, would have you to do. Yeah, salvation. Salvation is a free gift. Listen, the Bible says that sin brings forth death, but God brings forth life. Listen, if you don't know Him, listen, find you a little corner somewhere, find you a little closet somewhere, and call out, listen, and if you hear Him calling to you, answer Him like little Samuel was. I'll get out of the way in just a minute. Brother Junior, little Samuel, his mother Hannah gave him back to God. Why? Because she loved God, and she loved that little boy. Yes, she did. And listen, when Samuel was in the temple there, and he heard a voice come to him late at night. What voice are you talking about? One that speaks to your heart. That's the voice I'm talking about. Yeah, you can hear it. It may not be with the ears, but you can hear when God speaks to you. Yeah, boy, I heard it from a small boy. I sure did. And I turned it away time and time again. Brother Terry, but thanks be to God. That last time, I didn't think I was ever going to get to hear it again. But listen, in the hour of midnight, he come my way. And like little Samuel was, when he heard that voice, he got up. He went into where Eli was. Eli was the priest there. He said, Eli, did you call me? No, I didn't, Samuel. You go back. Get back in the bed. I didn't call you. Oh, but listen, a few minutes later, I don't know how long it was, he called again. Samuel, Samuel. And little Samuel got up and went back in to Eli's room there. Eli, surely, Eli, you've called me. No, I didn't. But go get back in the bed. Oh, but listen, I don't know what Samuel was thinking, but I had a desire to hear that call again. And I'm sure that Samuel was laying there thinking, where's that voice coming from? What does it mean? But listen, the third time he went back in to where Eli was. Eli, surely you called me. And Eli perceived. He said, now, Samuel, you go back and get in the bed. And when he calls you again, listen, folks, when he calls you again, just say, Lord, here I am. What would you have me to do? God's got something for you to do. Yeah, boy, it may not be this, Brother Terry. And you, I hope not, because, Lord, I run from this. I run so hard. Oh, but listen, maybe it's just to fill your seat. Maybe it's just on Sunday morning when you get up and go out to church that your neighbors see. Oh, listen, there's joy in serving the Lord. There's joy in serving the Lord. And I'm glad, Brother Junior, that I've got Him in my life. I'm glad that I can feel like He's mine and I'm His. That's the best feeling in the whole world. I dreaded coming there this morning because I knew Brother Terry put me up here. I just had a feeling.
You got that right.
But if I'd have known, I'd have felt this good when I got up here, Brother Terry.
That's all right, Brother David. Go ahead, Brother.
Listen. Listen. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And he was lifted up, Brother Dave. He was lifted up. Come to him while you still have him. I'm glad he's not a God afar off. But he's got real close at hand.
Yes, sir.
He's nigh thee. The word is nigh thee. It's even in thy heart and in thy mouth. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
That's right.
So believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And repent of your sins and be born again. That's the only message I know. That's the only message I know. I'll hurry, get out of the way, you brothers, get your song. But there was a man one time. He was sent a messenger. The messenger went into where he was and he said, "Get your house in order." God sent that messenger to him. He said, "Get your house in order. You're going to die. Folks, get your house in order. Because there's going to come a time and a date and a place where you're going to leave this world. And if you don't have it, if you don't have it fixed up with God, it's going to be too late, Brother Terry. It's just on my heart, I'm sorry. As a tree falls, so shall it lie."
This ain't no practice life, brother.
And what did that little man do? But the Bible says he turned his face to the wall, began to chatter like a crane and mourn like a dove. And before that little prophet got back out of the courtyard, the Bible says that God spoke to him. So now you go back in and tell him. You tell him, "I've heard his cry. I'm glad that God heard my cry. Yeah, boy. I'm glad he added my name to the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm glad that one of these days when that angel sets one foot upon the land and one upon the sea and declares time to be no more. Holy Son, and he calls the roll up yonder. I'll be there." Yeah, boy.
That's all that matters, Brother David.
You brothers get you a song. If there's one here, Brother Terry, don't get mad at me. If there's one here been praying on the count of your sins, right now's the time. Don't wait another minute, Brother Terry. Go home and tell what great things the Lord's done for you, and he'll bless you for it. He'll bless you for it.